Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chof Beis Omad Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, getting to the end of the beautiful Siman Tov Kuf Mem Ches, which deals with, tragically, Nebuch, the difficult situation of Avelus on Chol HaMoed. And we begin on the very top line with the Ramah. The Ramah tells us, Hagah Uldida, nowadays, Dinoagim Isser Rechitza Kol Shloshim. Nowadays, when the Minog, this is talking about the time of the Ramah, the minhag has changed back nowadays that we don't necessarily expect people to go and not take a shower or bathe for a 30-day period of time or to do their laundry. But in the times of the Ramah, that was the custom during the Shloshim. They held all of those restrictions. So he says, L'didan, in the times of the Ramah, the Noagin Isser Rechitza Kol Shloshim, that they didn't bathe in hot water or wash themselves for the 30-day period of time during the Shloshim, Asur Lirchotz, then you wouldn't be allowed to go and do Rechitza on Chol HaMoed when the Shiva was knocked off by the Regel. Because all the regel did was knock off the shiva, and the same halach applies. All the regel did was knock off the shiva, so therefore, it didn't knock off the shloshim. And the shloshim, if you're not allowed to wash and you're not allowed to do laundry, so then just the fact that it's the regel doesn't give you the heter to do so. Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Mem Aleph adds, and he says, "Rotz Lomer." What the Ramah is telling us here is Samuch L'Chashecha, that you're allowed to go and wash where we said Samuch L'Chashecha, that was your body when the shiva was over. That's only assuming that you are allowed to do that during the Shloshim. But here, since you're not allowed to do it during the Shloshim, so you can't do it as well, Erev the Yontif. Since you can't do it on Chol HaMoed, so you can't do it now as well. The Dino Kamot Tisporos. And the Halacha here, according to this Machmir position of the Ramah, is the same for cutting your hair or shaving as well. Now we go to Sif Katan Mem Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. Mikol Malkum, he says, Haminug L'Hok was there. Nowadays, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that people are makel on this. Kamosh Kosov Ramah, but your day is Simin Shin Sadi says, Sif, hey, that we are makel to go and take bathing and laundry during this Shloshim. However, there are Achronim that say, De'ein L'Hok Yolirchotz B'chamim Rak B'tzonin, that you shouldn't go and take bathing in hot water, but you should only use cold water. However, he says, Mikol Malkum, but on Chol HaMoed, one could be makel. If you're ready taking a bath, so then you're allowed to go do it in warm water. On Chol HaMoed, there is room to be makel. And he says, but even according to those that say you can be makel with hot water, you can only do this on Erev Yontif in the situation where the regel is going to knock off the shiva. And then you can do it on Chol HaMoed as well because of the covenant of the regel. When things return back to the normal status of the shloshim, also ruchitz of the kibbutz ad shloshim, then you can't, according to this opinion, continue to do rechitz or kibbutz until the end of the shloshim, because sharia regel lo bitul mimenuk zeres shloshim. The regel only knocked off the shiva, and again, the custom the Ramah brings down is that they didn't bathe during the entire shloshim period of time, and therefore only there's a kula to do it for the regel, but not after the regel, until the shloshim physically is over. Bayin Magos Imre Baruch, he brings down, look in the Imre Baruch in your day, Simin Shin Sadi Tes, what it says over there, and you can see in the Dir Shufut number 51, he quotes the Imre Baruch, who says, Shibizman HaRamah, Yamin HaGlas. So in the Ramah's days, as I pointed out, they were stricter, but Kfar Nizbat Tel HaMinog, that strict custom has no longer been applicable. And we are more makel nowadays. As I said, halacha lemaisa, most people during the shloshim, Rechman al-San, if somebody's in that situation, they do take hot baths and they do laundry. Now to go to a number of seifim that actually have no Mishnah Berurah on them. Sif Yud Aleph. There's no Ramah, there's just Mechaber. Sif Yud Aleph. Rosh Hashanah of Yom HaKippurim. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur have the halachic status of regalim in regards to Avelus. Chashive ki regalim levatul Avelus. And therefore, if the Yantif of Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur interrupts the Shiva, so it knocks off the Shiva. If it interrupts the Shloshim, it will knock off the rest of the Shloshim. Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber writes, Noag Shoachas L'nei Pesach. We now give practical examples for the other Yom Tovim as well. If you had Avelus of Shiva, even for 1 hour, which means a short period of time, even before Pesach, so then also Shoach Hashuva ki Shiva, that little bit of time that you sat Shiva before Pesach, so that counts as the full Shiva. And then you're considered as having 7 days gone by towards the Shloshim. Ushmon Yimei HaPesach, Harei Chamish Asar. Then you have the 8 days of Pesach itself, the Chutz Laaretz, the 7 plus 1 of Yad Vashini Shel Golias. That counts as 8 more days. So when you count the 1 minute, the one short little bit of time that you sat Shiva before Pesach, so that counts as 7 days. That 1 minute, that 5 minutes counts as 7 days. The 8 days of Pesach counts as 8 days, so that 7 plus 8 is 15. Harei chamisha asar, and then umashim aleim od chamisha asar. Then you only have another 15 days left of the shloshim. So starting from Isuchag and counting Isuchag as day one, and then another 14 days, that will terminate the shloshim. So it's physically only going to be 8 days plus these 15 days, only 23 days for the entire period of the Shloshim in this scenario. Sifyud Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Sho achas l'tnei atzeres, when a person nebuch loses somebody before atzeres, atzeres is always shavuos in the halachic literature. It's not shmini atzeres, it always means shavuos. Shavuos is an atzeres to Pesach. So shavuos, if a nebuch, a person passes away even a few minutes before shavuos, and they sat shiva for even a few minutes, Sho achas before shavuos, so those few minutes count as 7 days. The minute that you sat, the sho'achas that you sat, shiva, before Shavuos, chashuva kishiva, that counts as 7 days towards the shloshim. Batzeres, the first day of Shavuos itself, counts as another 7 days. Kivon, shivloi kiv karbonos batzeres. Since in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when a person had to bring his karbon chagiga on Shavuos, if he didn't bring it on the first day, he had an additional 6 days of tashlumim. So therefore, Shavuos counts as 7 days. So therefore, batzeres, if he didn't bring the karbonos on atzeres, he could bring them during the days of Tashlumim. That's why we don't say Tachtim for those that have that custom, for not saying Tachtim for the 6 days after Shavuos. So therefore, in this situation, Batzeres Yeshul Tashlumim Kol Shiva. So that's also the first day of Shavuos is Choshek V'Shiva. So you have the 5 minutes that you sat before Shavuos counts as 7 days. Shavuos itself, the first day of Shavuos counts as 7 days. That's 14. Harei Abar, so the Mechaber tells us. And then Umash Maleim Od Shisha Sar. Then you only have to count 16 more days to get to the total of 30 days for the Shloshim. And by the way, the Yom Sheni Shal Atzeres in Chutz Laaretz, the second day of Shavuos, counts as one of those 16 days. Olu L'minyan Hashish Asar. So therefore, that's how you get to the count of 30 days when Nebuch the Avelus is cut short by Shavuos. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Mem Gimel adds, and he says, Achrei D'onu B'kiyim B'kviya D'yachah. Why does the second day of Shavuos count as a separate day? Because we technically know that it's really not Shavuos. The first day of Shavuos, we know the calendar very well, is really Shavuos. And it's only the Rabbanan that we hold, Mishum Minag Avoseinu, so we hold the second day as Shavuos as well. But therefore, it really is another separate day. And therefore, V'ikur Yom Tov Eino Elo Yom Echad, so therefore, we count the second day of Shavuos as already one of the first 16 days that are remaining to count to the Shloshim. Sif Yudalit, the Mechaber writes, Shoh Achas Le Rosh Hashanah, Rachman al San Sonri sits Shiva for just a short period of time before Rosh Hashanah, so then, Bitlu Mimenu Gzera Shiva, that knocks off the Shiva, Rosh Hashanah, as we pointed out, knocks off the Shiva, Mimei Rosh Hashanah, and therefore, that 5 minutes that you sat counts as 7 days. Ugzera Shloshim then is going to come into effect, but that's going to be knocked off by Yom Kippur. Ugzera Shloshim Mevatu Mimenu Yom Kippurim. So you'll count the Aseres Yemei Teshuva all as part of the Shloshim, but then when Yom Kippur comes, Yom Kippur also knocks off Shiva or Shloshim. So therefore, as soon as you reach Erev Yom Kippur, you're going to knock off the Shloshim. Umegaleach Be'Erev Yom Kippurim. You're allowed to go and take a haircut and wash yourself, etc. on Erev Yom Kippur. V'adin L'kover Meso B'Shloshim B'Tishrei. The same halach would apply. Nebuch, if somebody passed away on the third day of Tishrei, and they buried them on the third day of Tishrei, so that's day one, and therefore Erev Yom Kippur is going to be day 7 of the Shiva, which, as we pointed out previously, counts as both the 7th day of the Shiva and the first day of the Shloshim. So therefore, if somebody dies and is buried on the 3rd day of Tishrei, so then in that situation, Shemagaleach Erev Yom Kippurim, you're also allowed to go and be out of the Shloshim. In other words, your Shloshim is going to end on Yom Kippur, so therefore you can go wash and take haircuts, etc. on Erev Yom Kippur. Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Mem Dalet tells us, because that Erev Yom Kippur is Yom HaShvi, and it counts for Olu L'Kan L'Kan Uchanal B'Siv Ches. As we learned in yesterday's year, it can count as the 7th day of the Shiva, Mixes Yom Kikulo, but it also counts as the 1st day of the Shloshim. And now, once you've started having the Shloshim, the next holiday, Yom Kippur, knocks it off. And certainly, because you can the Mutar Rechitza, the Kibbutz, you can certainly do washing and you can do laundry. And he says, Ayin L'Kamen in Simon Tov Reish Vav, where we're going to learn there in the Morgan of Rome, in the end of the Simon, Sofa Simon, the Mitzadit Shom L'Inyu Rechitza, Shah Ushtaim Kodim Chashech Lo Kodim, that when you do bathe in this situation, you should only do it an hour or two before the Shkia. Ubin Yonenu, however, Shenishlam Shiva, but in the situation where the Shiva's already ended, Efshel L'Hokel Afilu Kodim, then you can go and take it even earlier in the day. Here, when you're dealing with the actual Shiva ending on the 7th day, then you should wait till the end of the day. But if the Shiva ended earlier and the Yom Kippur is just going to knock off the rest of the Shloshim, then you could even bathe earlier in the day. Sif Tezvav. The Mechaber writes, Shoah Achas Yom Kippurim Nebuch, if somebody passed away and you sat Shiva for a short period of time before Yom Kippur, Shoah Achas, so then Yom Kippur is going to knock off the rest of the Shiva. Bitla B'menu Gzera Shiva. So that's going to count as 7 days, that few minutes that you sat. B'pnei Yom Kippurim, because Yom Kippur knocked it off. And then the Shloshim is going to get knocked off by Sukkos. Ugzeira Shloshim Avatam Minu Echog. Echog, obviously, in the vernacular of the literature in the Gemara, is always a reference to Sukkos. Stam Chag means Sukkos. And therefore, on Erev Sukkos, your Shloshim is going to end at Sukkos. So we have the regular rule of the Erev Yontif that you're allowed to start already doing things on Erev Yontif that you're allowed to do once the Chag knocks it off, because we want to go into the Yontif and be Mechabi the Yontif, so Megaleach Be'er Yichog. Therefore, one could take a haircut in this situation, as well as bathe, we'll see, on Erev Sukkos in this situation. Mishabur extends this and further in Sifkot Memhei and says, V'kol Shekein Shemutu Rechitz V'chibas, and certainly you can wash and you can do laundry then, because the Surin At Shloshim Ein Oelim In Hagog, because the prohibition against washing or doing kibas during the rest of the Shloshim, that's only a minug, which, as we pointed out, was no egg in those days, not even no egg nowadays. Uzman Hagiluach Basharu Kamur B'Sivches Ba'agah. But once, when they take a haircut, they should do this close to the end of the day as possible, as we already learned in yesterday's shir in Sivches in the Ramah. Now we go to Sif Tezayin. The Mechaber writes, Shoa Achas Lifnei Achog. If somebody Nebuch passes away right before Sukkos, and you sat Shiva for even one short period of time, 5 minutes even before Sukkos, so then Sukkos will knock off the rest of the Shiva, Vechog. So you're going to then have the 7 days counting for the Shoa Achas before Sukkos, and then Sukkos itself, the first 7 days of Sukkos, up to and including Hoshana Rabbah, so that's going to knock off another 7 days. So the time that you spent before Sukkos in the Shiva for a few minutes is 7 days, and the first 7 days of Sukkos are 7 days. That's 14 days. Then Shmini Atzeres, which is, of course, the 8th day, Shmini Atzeres, the 8th day that we're adding on to Sukkos. So then that counts as separately as 7 days, because Shmini Atzeres is Regel Hu Bifnei Atzmo. We have the famous Parzer Karshev 6 reasons that the Gemara gives us for why Shmini Atzeres is considered a Regel Bifnei Atzmo, and therefore it also knocks off 7 days. Hare Esen V'Echod Yom. So we have the 5 minutes that you sat before Sukkos counting as 7 days, the first 7 days of Sukkos counting as 7 days, and Shmini Atzeres counting as 7 days, that's a total of 21 days. So you only have 9 days left of the Shloshim. And what we call Simchas Torah, Chutz Laretz, Yom Tov Sheni Shogolios, that counts as one of those 9 days. Yom Sheni Shoshmini Atzeres, i.e. what we call Chutz Laretz, Simchas Torah, Hari Emes Shnayim. That's another day, so that's 22, so you only need 8 more days left. Umashim Aleim Shmona, there's only 8 days left in the calculation of the Shloshim in this situation. The Mishnah Brura in Sifkotin Memvav tells us, Ushmini Atzeres is Shiva. So he says, Duhu Choshev Regel Bifnei Atzmo. It's considered a separate Yontif by itself, as I pointed out, but no tell Olav Shiva Yomim, and it counts as 7 days. I, the after Shmini Atzeres Gufo, Ein Lo Tashlum, Le Korban Osav, Kamo Atzeres Specific Gimel. But here, one could argue it's different. Shavuos, if you didn't bring your carbon and shavuos, you have 6 days to make it up. You made tashlumim. If you missed out on Shmini Atzeres' carbon, you don't have 6 days to make it up. So one might have thought that we don't count Shmini Atzeres' 7 days. Nevertheless, we call makom, kiven the hook, shu kolam muadim kulu ladode, since we make low plug, we say all the yom tovim have the same din, midichsiv, acha kolam muadim el mode Hashem, because they all have the same terminology in Chumash, el mode Hashem. These are the yom tovim, so we compare them all, al kain din echod lehem. Therefore, they all have one halacha, they each count, even though the reasoning may not be there, as 7 days. So too, Shmini Atzeres, just like Shavuos, counts as 7 days. The issue footnote number 52 points out that Shmini Atzeres only counts as 7 days in Meis Kodem Achak, if the person passed away before the Chak. Shehiskel is Yimei HaVeilus Shoachas Kodem Achak, because then HaVeilus took place and the Shiva is done. But Rachmon Lassan, Avol Meis B'Chak, that's what, if somebody dies any time on Sukkos, so then Shelo Chol HaVeilus Kodem Achak Klal, the person did not sit at all Shiva, and the Shiva is going to start on Simchas Torah day one, technically, even though we're not knowing to do anything in public. So then in this situation, She'enu Nimne Elek Yom Echad Miminin HaShloshim, so therefore Simchas Torah only counts as 1 day, and therefore we don't conclude that in this situation you only have 8 days left to the Shloshim, but no, you have a full 30 days with Simchas Torah being day one of the Shloshim and also day one of the Shiva. The issue footnote number 53 addresses an important question. If Shmini Atzeres is a regular Bifnei Atzmo, so why doesn't it knock off the rest of the Shloshim? So the first days of Sukkot, they should knock off the Shiva, and then Shmini Atzeres is a separate regular, should knock off the rest of the Shloshim. It's ego b'vnei atzmo. It's just like Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. You have Rosh Hashanah knocks off the Shiva, then Yom Kippur knocks off the Shloshim. So why doesn't the first days of Sukkot knock off the Shiva, and then Shmini Atzeres, ego b'vnei atzmo, should knock off the Shloshim? Very good question. So Lavush answers, Shekivish lo hischal adayim b'min hage avel shel Shloshim. We're going to see this answer a couple more times in today's Shia. Very important answer. Since we haven't really held any hanhagos of avelus of the Shloshim at all, so therefore, and you weren't allowed to do any of the normal things that we do after the Shloshim are done, so therefore you wouldn't have had any Shloshim in this situation. So the rabbi said, we're not going to count in this situation that Shmini Atzeres should knock off the rest of the Shloshim. But we will allow to count for 7 days. In the next paragraph, in the Dirshu footnote, number 53, he brings down a question on this from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Look in this Dirshu footnote for further details about this. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mem Zayin, where he says that the Mechaber is telling us over here, wrote to Lomar, even in the Chutzlar, we have Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. We consider Simchas Torah as a regular weekday because, again, we know Kviya Diarko, we know exactly what it is. So Shmini Atzeres counts for the 7 days, so that's 21, Simchas Torah is 22, and then you only need 8 more. Now we go to the Mechaber, Sif Yud Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Shama Shemua Kurova. If a person hears Nebuch, the news that a relative dies within the 30 days, a Shmua Kurova is within 30 days, a Shmua Rechok is after 30 days. So he hears a Shmua Kurova. It's now the last day of the Shmua Kurova. That's a Shabbos, so there's no Hanhag of Avelos, or Beregel, or on a Yontif, and there's no Hanhagos of Avelos, at least in public. Ulamotzi Shabbos for Regel, after Shabbos is over, or after the Regel is over, it would now be Nasis Rechoka. That would be day 31. So now it would be a Shmua Rechoka. So what should you do in this situation? So he says, the halacha is Dino Kidin Shama Shmua Rechoka. The halacha is, it's as if you only heard a Shmua Rechoka. It's as if you only heard it on day 31. Achara Shabbos for Regel, because that's when you actually are starting to have the Hanhaga of Avelus, which would be now day 31, making it a Shmua Rechoka. And therefore, so we do have a little bit of avelus in terms of Shabbos and Regel and the Yontif. You're not allowed to have anything that you're not allowed to do b'tzina, that you have hanhaga of avelus for, but the general hanhagas of avelus don't apply. And therefore, in this situation, all you have to do is sit for 5 minutes after Shabbos is over, after Yontif is over, and that will satisfy the requirement of avelus and shloshim as a shmua rechoka. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Memches, Hainu Shuto Shloshim Shmeis Krovo. The Shmua Krovo is within 30 days. The Shmua Rechoka now is going to become when you can act on it on day 31, which is Matzah Shabbos and Matzah Rego. Sivkot Memtes, so the Mechaber told us, Kivish Lo Yolech Lino Gavelus Bishor Shishama, since you couldn't hold any real Hanhagos of Avelus, Lo Chol Olav Avelus Klaus. So we don't consider that you're in Avelus on Shabbos or the Rego. Dirshu footnote 54 brings down the point that I mentioned before from the Taz. He says, but wait a second, if you had Hanhagos of Avelus Bitzina, so why don't we consider that? Did you did have some Hanhagos of Avelus, and therefore it should be a Shmua Kurova, not a Shmua Rechoka. So he says, that little bit that you did Bitzina is not considered the Chol Olav Avelus Klaus until Matzah Yontif, and then Matzah Shabbos and Matzah Yontif, it's already day 31, and it's called a Shmua Rechoka. We'll have a similar idea in a moment again. But first let's do Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nun. He says, Ve'enu noy gel shah achas. Once it's now the 31st day, Matzah Shabbos or Matzah the Regel, you only have to sit for 5 minutes, shah achas, the Matzah Shabbos for Regel. And the issue footnote number 55 says, U'mash etzorech lino gavel shah achas, Matzah Shabbos for Regel. Why do you even have to sit that 5 minutes? After all, you already had a short avelus on Shabbos and Yontif, the Dvarim Shebetzina. So he says, it didn't work, that short avelus didn't count, that you're considered sitting in avelus to make it a Shmua Kurova, so likewise it doesn't count to make it that you sat somewhat Shiva, even for a short period of time on the Shabbos or the Yontif, and it's considered zero in terms of avelus, even though it's Dvarim Shebetzina, but it's not considered Hanhaga of avelus, and therefore, for both Lekula and Lechumra, you have to go and consider it now a Shmua Rechoka, so Lekula, but also it didn't count for being Avelus, and therefore you still have to sit at least a short period of time, Shor Achas, after Shabbos or Yontif are over. Sif Yuches, Mechaber writes, Shor Shmua Rechoka b'Shabbos Regel. If you hear the Shmua Rechoka on the Shabbos of the Regel, Ein Nogu B'Hem Afilu Dvarim Shebetzina, then you have no function, even Dvarim Shebetzina, on those days, except El Motzi Shabbos Arego Noeg Shachas V'Dayo. That would be enough then to have the 5 minutes Motzi Shabbos Motzi Yontiv. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Nanal tells us the Hainu Achar Shloshim Yom. This Shmur Rechok is after 30 days, as we learned in Yoredei Siman Tov Beis Siv Aleph. Sifyot test. The Mechaber writes, Shoma Shmur Krova B'Shabbos. If you hear Shmur Krova on Shabbos, Shabbos Olul Yom Echad, that counts as day one. The person's already buried, that counts as day one. Ulamacha Korea, but you don't do Kriya, of course, on Shabbos, you do that the next day. That coming Friday, the Havi Yom Shishi, that will be Shvi Levelos, that will be the seventh day of the Avelos. Mr. Bruce of Kutman Beis tells us, Lav Davka, that you have to do the Kriya on Sunday. It means, Rotsaloma, but Matzi Shabbos, you do it immediately Matzi Shabbos. We'll finish off the rest of this little Mishnah Berurah tomorrow. That concludes today's shir.